Good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Law of Attraction, New Manifestation. For this episode, we are going to be talking about finding that balance between desire and gratitude. By the way, happy November 11th, 11-11 day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. All right, everyone. So before we get into this, let me give you your two daily reminders slash announcements, especially important if you're new to the podcast. Number one is you should definitely go onto YouTube and search for the Dreams Warp YouTube channel. That's my YouTube channel. You'll see me on there talking about law of attraction, reality transurfing, Zen Buddhism, Taoism, and modern psychology, all coming together in an effort to help you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just help you live an overall happier day-to-day life. Lots of great content on there, so make sure you check it out. Again, it's called Dreams Warp, and you will find that on YouTube. Subscribe while you're there. Second reminder, announcement, is if you enjoy this podcast, you find it adds little value to your day, lifts your mood, raises your spirit, gives you new things to think about, then consider becoming a sponsor or supporter of the podcast. Just look for the link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there, regardless of the platform you're listening to it on. You can go to that link, sign up to contribute as little as $1 a month, cancel anytime. And again, it's just a nice way to show a little support, gratitude for the podcast. It is just a suggestion, never a requirement. And by the way, guys, if you all are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave me a review, a 5-star rating. So just consider that if you could take a moment and just leave that, that would really help out the podcast. Again, very much appreciated. All right, guys. So I wanted to talk to you about this topic, which has been on my mind lately, and I admit it's a topic that can be a little bit confusing, and it has to do with finding this balance between desire and gratitude, because we often talk in law of attraction, and I 100% believe that being in a state or vibration of gratitude is the absolute best state vibration to be in, to align to greater and greater things, manifest more desires, and not to mention just be overall happier person. I mean, that's just common sense. You know, you're someone who's grateful, who's appreciative for the things that they have in their life is automatically going to be a happier person. Okay, no science, no magic there. At the same time, we have what seems to be the opposite end of the spectrum, where we have desires, and sometimes we can get very caught up in our desires. And there have been times, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, where you are using your law of attraction techniques to, you know, manifest something that you want in your life. And in that process of being in that desire, it's very easy to get lost in it and then lose your state of gratitude. And of course, when you do that, then you find things can get a little squirrely. You can experience a little more resistance. You could experience a little bit more of a time delay between, you know, where you are and where you want to be in relation to your desired, you know, manifestation. So I felt that this was a very good issue to bring up and talk about, which is finding that sweet spot between gratitude and desire. Because, you know, you have to, I believe us as human beings, and I've said this before many times, you know, we come into this experience as humans, okay, and we made this choice, I believe, to be creative, right? To create something with our lives that brings us joy, that brings us fulfillment, that helps each other. I believe, you know, me personally, that we are all one in ultimate reality, but we kind of split ourselves into these different conscious perspectives in order to have the opportunity to re-experience our true nature, to create, like I said, and to rediscover the ultimate reality in ourselves and in one another. And that part of that process is manifesting desires. At the same time, like I was just saying, keeping that how do I put it, that reality in mind, that notion of the purpose of us being here is to re-experience our true nature, which I believe is a state of love and gratitude. So again, we have to find this balance in our practice between being grateful and at the same time honoring our desires. Now, I'll tell you a little interesting story. I just put this up on a YouTube video yesterday. Well, I recorded it yesterday, published it this morning. And it was about yesterday, November 10th, was my son's birthday. And we had a little birthday party for him. And he, you know, we eventually got to that point in the party where he got to open his presents, you know, with all his friends around. And everybody got to, you know, say, oh, that was from me, that was from me. And, you know, the point that I'm getting at here is watching him open these gifts and seeing his little face. And it was like I haven't seen him that exhilarated, right? And that happy probably since, you know, last birthday or the last holiday. And I thought, wow, you know, and I realized when I was watching him that it's not really about the objects, the gifts, right? It's more about that feeling. It's that feeling that we as human beings want to have. It's that feeling of having something that you want and seeing it manifest into reality. That is one of the most exhilarating and exciting experiences. And it's why I like, you know, talking about law of attraction, because it really hits this topic head on. But again, I had a little moment where I was watching him and I realized, wow, you know, it's really, because here's the thing, guys, let's be real here. In a few weeks, maybe a couple months, the toys that he got are going to be, they're going to go into a pile with all the other toys that he has. And I'm sure you know this if you have children, you know, they take this stuff for, it's very easy for them to take this stuff for granted. And the toys, the objects no longer hold that feeling that he had when he was opening them. So the objects in and of themselves have no permanent hold on those, that emotional experience. But the emotional experience itself never loses its value. When we have that emotional experience, it is, like I said, one of the nicest experiences that we can have as human beings. And of course, there's a strong, strong flavor of gratitude weaved into that emotional experience. Gratitude, love, excitement, elation, all that stuff. It's kind of what we live for. So I realized again in that moment, which I've talked before to you all about on this podcast and on the YouTube channel, that again, it's not so much about the objects that we want, guys. It's not about, you know, the financial, you know, the money. It's not so much about the relationship. It's not so much, I mean, those things are important. I'm not saying they're not important. But what I'm saying is that it's the feelings that we experience when we get those things. That's what we're really after, is those feelings. But here is the amazing gift, and this is where gratitude, that was the desire piece, right? What I was just talking about is recognizing that we desire that emotional experience, but it is ultimately the emotional experience that we desire, not the objects which seem to come along with that emotional experience. It's almost like we assign that emotional experience to a certain object, but the object itself is interchangeable. The feeling is genuine. The feeling never changes. That's what we really want. But the objects, you know how it is. One day you really want something and then you get it. And then, you know, a few months later, a few years later, you want something else really bad. But the feeling never really changes. The objects change. So it's never about one specific object. Again, it's about that specific emotional experience. Now, here's the gratitude piece. And this is what I really love, you know, what I'm so grateful for as human beings, and this mind that we have and this consciousness that we're able to develop, this awareness, is that the gratitude part that comes into this that's so important and so amazing is that, guys, remember that we as human beings, we have the gift of reflective thinking. That means that we're able to take an objective, somewhat objective, look at our own thoughts and our own feelings, and we're able to develop our consciousness and our awareness enough to actually change the way that we think and ultimately greatly influence the way that we feel. So by doing that, we can actually have that experience of which I had just described with my son getting presents. We could actually have that experience more and more and more often without depending on a particular object to come. That is our gift. That is our gift as human beings. And in my opinion, that is something that is so worth developing, being able to do that, working on that more and more often. And how do we do that? How does that happen? Well, it comes through a practice of several things. And one of the most important parts of that practice is the practice of gratitude. So here's a funny idea that came to me that I wanted to share with you. And I share this with you just to kind of, you know, hopefully get a message across, and just, you'll see as I go through it what I'm talking about. So I had the funny idea, it would be a funny experiment, that let's say that yesterday at that party, he got 5-10 presents. I'm not sure exactly, I didn't count, but he brings them home and plays with them for a little while. And then, of course, like I said, a few weeks, couple months maybe, they go into the pile with all the other, you know, 50, 100 toys that he has in his room. I don't even know. I don't think I could count. I thought it would be so funny if I was able to, find one of his oldest toys, right? Grab it out of his room, keep it out of his room, out of sight, out of mind for a little while, rewrap it and present it to him as a gift again, right? I wonder if he would have the emotional experience of, oh my God, this is so cool, I got this, et cetera, et cetera. And what I realized, and what I've talked to him about before too, is that it's so easy for us, and I've discussed this here on the podcast and on the YouTube channel, how we take things for granted. You know, we in Buddhism, they call this one, you know, some branches of Buddhism call this process the suffering of ignorance, is that we tend to ignore the things that are so wonderful in our lives. Let me give you another example. So yesterday, I was going to the grocery store to pick up his cake for the party, and the grocery store was jam-packed. It was super, super full. I couldn't find a parking space. I was driving around the parking lot for a little while, getting a little impatient, and I eventually found a parking space. It was like way in the back, the farthest possible space from the front door of the grocery store, and I thought, oh, you know, I found myself internally like complaining a little bit about it, and I had to stop myself, and I realized, gosh, you know, if I were to have someone with me that couldn't walk, right, what would they give to be able to take the walk that I'm about to take to get to this, to the grocery store? Imagine that I had an accident, I couldn't walk for years, and suddenly they're able to cure me. What I would give, how my perspective would change when I look at a walk like that. And I realized that this is the same thing. It's like taking a gift that I already have and re-realizing its significance. And through that practice, I'm able to increase my sense of gratitude so high. You know, one of the things that we take for granted all the time, myself included, is the degree of health that we have. And granted, all of us don't have perfect health, but we do have some degree of health, otherwise we wouldn't be alive. And how much do we take that for granted? If we can breathe, if we have our five senses, we're able to enjoy this universe through what we can see, what we can hear, what we can taste, what we can touch. That in and of itself, there's just so many individual little things to be grateful for in just what our five senses pick up on a daily basis. But how often, again, how often do we stop and really, really, really focus on conjuring up gratefulness, gratitude for those little things? You have someone in your life that loves you, someone that you love. When was the last time that you really looked at that person and realized how precious that person is in your life? And again, guys, this is our gift. This is how we as human beings, we can take anything, and through changing our perception, changing our thoughts, and changing how we feel, we can actually feel very, very grateful at any given moment. And as you feel more grateful, you find closer and closer you get to that balance between having a strong gratitude and yet being able to honor your desires. So it's okay to want to expand, to find new objects in your life that you feel are representative of you, you know, increasing your fulfillment, increasing your happiness. That's all wonderful, you know, great stuff. But remember, always remember to look at what you already have with a new pair of eyes and increase that sense of gratitude, because here's really the key to this that I think is so awesome, is that as you are able to express more gratitude for what you already have. Like I said, look at what you already have with a new pair of eyes. You are actually aligning your vibration with more gratitude and with more love. And that automatically makes manifesting future desires much easier, because now there's less resistance, there's less clinging, there's less craving, and there's less tension about getting that thing that you want. So important to balance, again, that desire, all those desires, with a strong sense of gratitude for the present moment. So guys, think about that for today. I want to wish you again a happy 11/11. Today is November 11th. And again, any questions, concerns, comments, ideas for future podcast episodes or YouTube videos, you can do that one of two ways. You can either go onto YouTube, search for the Dreams Warp channel, like I said, two separate words. Find any videos, just post a comment. Any of the videos, post a comment below one of them. I'm very quick to respond to those. You can also download the Anchor app. That's the app that I use to upload this podcast to all the platforms. It's Anchor, spelled just like anchor on a boat or a ship. You just download the app, search for Law of Attraction New Manifestation, and you could send me a 1 minute voice recording with any of those questions, concerns, comments, or ideas for future podcast episodes. But it's probably easier to just go onto YouTube and post a comment under one of the videos. All right, guys, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember to feel some gratitude today, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.